You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, Mags Inc. Radio is live for local music, 6 to midnight every Saturday here on Mags Inc. Radio. Let's play some music, female-fronted music for the ladies. Started off with some Kelsey Miles, Save My Soul. It's her brand new one. It's Mags Inc. Radio.
Six strings, my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. Soul sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light.
Hey.
I'm a stranger to myself. Wanna recognize anyone else. Save my soul. Sick. Seasons pass, reflections change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
This is Kat from Kat and the Hurricane, and you're listening to Mags Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
I hear the speech.
Radio on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 101 FM, The Shaw, and AM 540 in Waukesha. Oh my goodness, that's Cat in a Hurricane. I love that song. Sorry that I'm like this. And their next show is coming up pretty soon here, April 14th, actually, at the Five Nightclub. Cat in a Hurricane, always a good show. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Rocker's here, too, but he's doing the sound check on Avian Aurora. They're playing live in the Devil's Lair coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We have Michael Darling here. He's going to tell us about his brand new CD he's releasing. Plus, we'll hear new tracks, of course. Rocker will have Max Inc. Heavy after 10 o'clock and Trash Eagle coming in for Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, East Washington, across from the Sylvie. Happy hour on Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's Pizza for a buck. And you can check out the lineup for live music and all the drink specials at darkhorsemadison.com. I stopped in there yesterday or day before yesterday. I had a slice of pizza and good glass of beer. It was a really good time. Checked out some art on the wall. I'm really excited right now because I have brand new music for you. I got this song emailed to me this week at maxincradio.com. Jackie Earnest. This song is so good, but it also has a meaning to it, I think. And I really can't wait to get Jackie on the air to talk about this. This song is pretty deep, very well written, sounds amazing. Brand new music right now on Max Inc. Radio. This song is called Undertow. Jackie Earnest.
Between wanting to be noticed and wanting to disappear, you covered me like a blanket and promised you'd always be there. But when this girl was on fire, you smothered her with despair. Yeah, I'm a liar. We were walking on a thin for jealousy, but you kept me under lock and key. Now every night it's the same dream. Is it always gonna torment me? Haunted by my past mistakes, not sure how much more I can.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
I asked you to be kind. I asked you to be true. set the bar too high.
Beautiful. Lo Marie there. The Bar, that's brand new for her on Max Inc. Radio. And brand new music from Jackie Earnest. Oh, goodness gracious, I like that song a lot. It's called Undertow. I believe she's going to be on Max Inc. Radio with us in a week or two. I don't know the exact date. But be on the lookout for her new album, Jackie Earnest. Wonderful music. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, coming up in the Devil's Lair in just a matter of moments. Avian Aurora will play live, and Michael Darling will have a chat with him about his brand new music coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, we got to say hello to our good friend, Mr. Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and the Dark Horse Art Bar on East Washington Avenue. Patrick, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, my friend.
Hey, good evening.
So you made a post on Facebook. What was it this morning about a customer complaint, and I don't normally want to bring out complaints since you're paying for advertising here on Max Inc. Radio, but we got to talk about this one, Patrick, because you've been a naughty boy.
Yes. So earlier in the week, I guess we should start from the beginning, right?
Sure.
So back on Tuesday, we posted that we were doing a special pizza, and the special pizza was to benefit Chef Jose Andres' World Central Kitchen that's providing food relief in Ukraine and at the border in Poland. So we wanted to help raise money, so we came up with this pizza, and I was really impressed by the Ukrainian soldiers on Snake Island who, yeah, when confronted with a Russian warship, responded, "Russian warship, go fudge yourselves."
Right, right.
So the name of our pizza is Russian Warship, Go Fudge Yourselves. And it's a pizza that's based on chicken Kiev, which, yeah, is, you know, buttered chicken with like toasted breadcrumbs and a butter sauce and chives and parsley. So it sold really well. And actually, as of today, from Tuesday through Saturday, we've raised over $7,000 for food relief in Ukraine. So, and people, it kind of went viral on social media, which was fun. And out of the, I don't know, 89,000 people that saw it, only one complaint. And the one complaint, I think, happened because the other night I was tagging the Russian embassy in Japan, because that's the only one I could tag for some reason. And I was tagging them with posts about the pizza. So in the middle of the night, I got this email that was clearly written from a foreign perspective, anonymously, no less.
Right.
Basically telling me that I was slandering Putin and slandering the good people of Russia. And how dare I post a picture of ourselves, because our staff was in the kitchen giving a middle finger to Putin.
Right.
That's part of the post. So they were saying that it was totally disrespectful, and how dare children see this and whatnot. And of course, you know, my thought is, wow, they're really offended by the middle finger, someone in this Russian embassy. But clearly they're not offended by murdered children. So, you know, so I kept tagging the Russian embassy and basically had a fun experience taunting some low-level employee, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, that letter was funny, and I posted that today, and, you know, people responded to that letter too. And, you know, clearly I think everyone pretty much agreed it was some sort of Russian cyber flunky, yeah, messing around. So anyway,
if anything,
they threatened to never buy pizza.
If anything, it would help. It probably helped driving the attention to the fundraiser, raising money for, and that's what, yeah, it's all about. So that's good.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, like I said, as of yesterday, $7,000. That's pretty great. I mean, we've been busy with that pizza. We sold 500. And we continue to sell more today. By the time this is over, I wouldn't be surprised if we raise $10,000 for, and it's over Sunday, if we raise $10,000 for food relief in Ukraine.
And you could donate now. Just find Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Facebook, or go to the website. All the information is right there. You talk about the pizza. So where is the pizza available at all stores?
Yep, it's available at all. It's available at all the restaurants. And again, you know, it's based on chicken Kiev, so it's a, you know, classic dish. So mozzarella, Romano, and then it's got buttered lemon butter herbed chicken with a lemon butter sauce on it, and comes with a side of butter, because, you know, you can always need more. You always need more butter.
More butter, yes.
And parsley and chives.
Beautiful.
So it's tasty pie, but you know, the big point of it was that we just, I felt that we needed to do something, and that's, we tend to do that whenever we can. So, but really, I just wanted to draw attention to the fact that you know, it's really unfortunate that these events are occurring, and you know, you always want to do something when you're seeing people being, you know, removed right. from their homes and yeah. fleeing, and you know, I can't imagine what that's like, you know, sitting here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, so. Yeah, there's nobody here that can imagine a situation like that. I know I can't, and it's just sickening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thursday night I stopped in. My privileged self stopped into your place on East Washington, the Dark Horse Art Bar. I had myself a slice of pepperoni and what was it? The dark ale from Door County, I think. It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
The art on the wall was wonderful. You still got Bridges Not Borders happening, correct?
Yep, Bridges Not Borders. And that's featuring Latino printmakers from the Madison area, from Chicago, and from Mexico. So we kind of have a little international reach with this one. So there's some really interesting pieces. They're basically, you know, there's political statements, there's statements, you know, there are statements about what it's like to you know, exist in this country as a Latino, and things that affect people. So the art is interesting, and it's one of my favorite shows so far.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Patrick, is always a pleasure. Oh, wait, we got to talk about music real quick. What show's coming up? Live music at the Dark Horse Art Bar.
Yeah, so we've got a band called, well, an act called Lung coming up soon. And that's and Lung is a, it's like a two-piece with like a cello. And it's, you know, it's really hard to describe. It's kind of, it's super psychedelic. It's electronic. It's loud and it's interesting. We've had a bunch of shows lately. We just had Dog's Blood for the second time, and the Warhawks, and then we did an after party with Dropkick Murphys. We just keep doing more and more shows, and we've got a bunch of things coming up this week. And I don't have the schedule in front of me, unfortunately, but it's available at Dark Horse Art Bar's Facebook page. All the events are listed there.
Awesome, Patrick. Thank you for what you do for the people. Thank you for your support here on Max Inc. Radio, and thank you for the pizza.
You're welcome.
So
thanks
good.
For giving me a call. Happy to be on the show.
All right, brother. Salvatore's Tomato Pies, four locations. Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. There's pizza. Then there's Sal's, salvatorestomatopies.com. And Dark Horse Art Bar and Art Gallery, East Washington Avenue, across from the Sylvie. Happy hour is Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's pizza for a buck. You can check their website, DarkHorseMadison.com, for drink specials and that live music lineup.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.